This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. June 12th is World Day Against Child Labour, a day set aside by the United Nations to publicize the plight of children workers. The UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO, estimates that there are about 168 million child labourers in the world. About 85 million of these children are in hazardous work. Efforts to eradicate child labour have been succeeding due to programs initiated by the UN, the ILO, and NGOs. Since 2000, child labour has declined by one-third. To maintain the trend towards eliminating at least the worst forms of child labour, the UN has started a new campaign. Jocelyn Sambira of UN Radio reports.
A campaign to raise awareness across the globe is being launched by the UN in the heart of New York City, on the world-famous mega-screens of Times Square. The Red Card to Child Labour campaign, which has been organized by the International Labour Organization, ILO, is debuting on World Day Against Child Labour. The campaign will encourage passers-by to join the fight against child labour and to download a song especially written for the campaign by Grammy-nominated musician Mike Einziger. Of the 168 million children in child labour, more than half are performing work that puts their health or safety, and even at times their lives, at risk. The ILO says they can be found working in mines, on construction sites, in sweatshops, or on farms. Millions of child labourers are in domestic work. Around 5.5 million children are in forced labour, including as child soldiers. Others may be victims of commercial sexual exploitation or be engaged in illicit activities such as drug trafficking or street begging. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.
There are many different kinds of child labor, ranging from children doing chores at home to children working in mines. To better understand the various forms of child labor, I talked to Patrick Quinn. Mr. Quinn works with the International Program on the Elimination of Child Labor at the ILO. I asked him to describe the different kinds of child labor.
Yeah, well, perhaps a simple explanation is that we have two conventions, international standards on child labor. One is called Convention 138. And this is essentially concerning the minimum age of employment. And this says that countries should seek to establish a minimum age, a normal age of entry to the world of work. And in most countries, this is 15. In some countries, it's a bit higher. And in the case of many developing countries, it's 14. And this also provides some flexibility so that children below this age can begin to do some light work, work which does not interfere with children's health or welfare or right to education, and is an age-appropriate form of work. But there are some forms of work which are clearly unacceptable, not just for younger children, but for older children as well. And the Convention 182 on the worst forms of child labour specifies a number of illicit activities, dangerous activities for children to be in, including this area of hazardous work. And we leave it for countries at national level, it's for governments, in consultation with workers and employers' organisations, to establish the forms of work or the tasks or occupations which children below the age of 18 should not be doing. So some of the worst forms of, and the most dangerous forms, children working in mines, dangerous tasks in construction, children exposed to pesticides. These are clearly forms of work which are dangerous for children and which are prohibited by the ILO standards.
What can trade unions do to help eliminate child labour?
Well, I think unions can do a lot, and it depends really in the country context of individual trade unions. I think if we look in many countries, unions can play an important role as advocates, taking the issue up with government and arguing for proper funding for public services, for education, for social protection. Because child labour is a complicated issue, it relates to many other aspects of development. And the most important answer to tackling child labour is ensuring that children have a right to education, that poor families have social protection, and that adult workers have the opportunity to earn a decent living so they're not reliant on children's income.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.